I'm Deborah Potter reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Foreign Minister Gottwasabe says the militants must do one thing by tomorrow. They must give up control of the American hostages to the ruling council or let the UN Commission visit the captives. He wouldn't say what will happen if the deadline isn't met. But he refused to go along with new conditions the militants have set for the transfer. They want a public announcement of the time for the exchange, at least 8 hours before the captives are to be turned over. Gottwasabe says that's an obvious ploy for a demonstration at the embassy that could hold up the process. But a spokeswoman for the militants says that's not true.
The hostages will be delivered any time that the Revolutionary Council wants. But this does not mean that they are not in the hands of the Iranian people. The Iranian people are closely watching the affairs of the hostages. And we are sure that the representatives of the people in the Islamic Council will detain the hostages until the criminal Shah is returned.
The council is scheduled to meet again tomorrow, and it's expected to announce how it plans to deal with the captives once it takes over their custody. More CBS News after this.
There's never been a story to equal America's. The pioneers who came here for freedom. Except one. The epic story of the first settlers of my country, Australia. They came in chains.
Dell proudly announces The Australians. The breathtaking new series from the creator of John Jake's Kent Family Chronicles. The Australians, beginning with book one, The Exiles.
They were exiles. Some convicts, some just dirt poor shipped out of England like so much cargo to a strange, violent land. The women had it hardest of all, like Jenny Taggart in The Exiles. Jenny's fight for love and freedom is just the beginning of a story filled with the same passion it took to build your country. When you read The Exiles, you'll be glad there are more books and more memorable Australians to come.
The Australians, an epic book series that begins with The Exiles. Now, a Dell paperback bestseller.
John Connolly has withdrawn from the presidential campaign. He made the announcement today in Houston, and Eric Engberg was there.
Connolly said he was convinced by his defeat in South Carolina, where he had a strong organization, that he could not stop Ronald Reagan. And he expressed doubt that anyone can.
We've not been able to erode Governor Reagan's strength over much of this party. He has it. It's there. It's solid. It's strong. It's deep. And it's devoted. And, if somebody else can shake it, I'm going to go congratulate him.
The Texan, who raised $10 million for his campaign, said he is ending in debt. All he has to show for it is one delegate chosen in an Arkansas caucus. Connolly will not endorse any other candidate, but held open the possibility he might later. He reiterated his often stated unwillingness to fill a vice presidential slot on somebody else's ticket. He said he will not run for elective office himself again, but intends to remain active in politics and will campaign this year for GOP congressional candidates. Eric Engberg, CBS News, Houston.
Connolly's decision to pull out of the presidential race has increased the speculation that Gerald Ford will get in. And a new poll suggests that if he does, he has a good chance of winning. A nationwide Harris survey found that voters prefer the former president by 33% to 27% over Reagan. And the poll shows that Mr. Ford is the only Republican who could beat President Carter if the general election were held today. Mr. Carter may announce his plans this week for balancing the federal budget. Administration officials met again today with congressional leaders, trying to win their support for spending cuts as a way to hold down inflation. Sources say the president also may ask for credit controls and more conservation of energy. More news after this.
Do you know what income is non-taxable this year? Or what the new IRS rules are on child care and alimony expenses? What about unmarried couples living together? The newly divorced? How do they file? I'm Ray Brady, CBS News financial correspondent. Saturday, March 15th and Sunday, March 16th, I'll anchor a 20-broadcast weekend special, Your Taxes 1980. We'll look into the things in your daily life that can be tax deductions. Items such as what expenses to deduct when you have to relocate for business reasons. Or energy tax credits. Some new rules on inherited property. The big money that's now in capital gains. plus medical and dental write-offs. In the opening broadcast, we'll even translate tax terms into plain English. So listen here for Your Taxes 1980, an informative 20-part weekend special, Saturday, March 15th and Sunday, March 16th, on most of the CBS radio network stations.
The Speaker of the Israeli Parliament, Yitzhak Shamir, will become the country's next foreign minister. He's considered a hardliner who favors expanded Jewish settlements in the occupied Arab territories. That was the issue that led to the resignation of Moshe Dayan as foreign minister 5 months ago. The cabinet and Knesset are expected to approve Shamir's appointment, even though the opposition Labor Party calls him the wrong man for the wrong job at the wrong time. I'm Deborah Potter, CBS News.